beaming into your mind like a ray of cosmic revelation, smashing through the mainstream like a comet of prophecy. You're listening to Planet Vrilok, your podcast for everything super psionics and magic tech. Yes, welcome to my show. And I am your not-so-humble host, Herr Doktor von Vrilok, master of the phantom frequency and the psionic arts. Ladies and gentlemen, I bid you welcome. Toodles! Oh, never mind. What am I doing right now? I'm seated before my psionic robot, my little communications robot, telemechanics robot, amplifying pattern, and my MR1 Go book. Yes, if you've seen my most recent epic blockbuster on YouTube, then you have heard about Vrilok's super psionic antenna, or psionic super antenna. And that's in that video. I have an MR1 Go book that has these wonderful antennas built into the computer. And so I'm looking at it. I got it fired up this time. I know in the video I didn't have it powered on. And I have 4 different frequencies running on this machine simultaneously. I have the Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, of course, and the cellular antenna all on. So that's 4 wireless frequencies running on this computer here. So if you haven't seen that video, that's my wonderful, I was basically... Well, I was disclosing one of my long-kept secrets about how I do remote psionic work with a powered antenna. And I basically plug my psionic amplifying helmet or my psionic headband. I have a new headband, by the way, that I designed called the Lensman headband. And I plug that into my computer. These older computers, here's the reason why I use these, is they have multiple audio ports. So I got 2 audio ports on this one. One's for a microphone in, one's for a headset out, which gives me a lot of connectability to other psionic peripherals, gadgets, and various instruments that I have lying around, being the pack rat that I am. And so I use this basically as a wonderful antenna to boost whatever I'm thinking about. So I might lean back in my supervillain chair here, or if I'm in my mobile office, I'll just hang out and lean back into a seat, put on my headband, and think to the world whatever I want. And this computer will pick it up, and the antennas will help me blast that into the ethereal realm, so to speak. And there's much more we can do. We can hook up projectors and all manner of peripheral to these things. So, that's what I'm doing tonight. More specifically, working with this psionic robot, I have a little catch tray. Actually, it's a witness tray that opens on my robot on the chest. The antenna is a crystal. It's actually an amethyst crystal coming out of the head of the robot. And a tuner and a couple of jacks. And I have this witness tray that I open. And what I do is I place a graphically manipulated image in there. And I'm going to describe to you what this image is, because it's really fun, actually. And most people never even bother to think about this sort of thing. So what I have is I have a graphic where there's a circle of various emblems. And I'll describe these in a moment. Surrounding my emblem that's at the center. And so on top of my emblem, I have one more representation image right on top of mine. And I'm going to tell you what that is at the last. So the emblems or logos surrounding in a circle are the various symbols for superheroes, supervillains, and various sci-fi and Star Wars and that sort of thing going around in a circle. So I have like the Green Lantern, Superman's emblem, the Transformers, Darth Vader, and Thor, and a couple of others. And these are all surrounding in a circle. Then I have my emblem, the Verloc emblem, at the center. And then right on top of that, smack in the middle, is this beautiful PNG image of the One Ring. Right, that's the ring from the Lord of the Rings. And most people are going to go, oh my gosh, that's evil. You know, you wouldn't want that on your own witness. But oh, no. You don't understand. Let old Verloc explain it to you. Pay attention. Basically, that's the One Ring to bind them all. So we're binding all of those images into my emblem. And then from there, I take power from that. And my club members who understand how to access the Verloc emblem, those who have been in my club for some years, they can also benefit from this as well. And we can use this on our prayer boards or what have you. Essentially, the idea behind it is that all of these various concepts, these superpowers and characters, their strengths, exist. They may not exist in the same way that we exist in this physical universe, but they do exist in the world of imagination. And these various emblems, symbols, logos have been around long enough and appreciated long enough that there are some pretty significant thought forms attached to these. Now, the subconscious mind, or rather I should say the unconscious mind, does not recognize the difference between a fact and a fantasy. So if I'm working in the world of radionics, and much of this is stemmed within the dreamland, which is that ultimate void of chaos that surrounds the physical universe like an eggshell. Much of this stuff is working on a level where we can operate with this imagination via radionics. So what's going to happen? Am I going to fly like Superman? Well, maybe not. But other things can happen. For instance, having glimpses of what's behind a wall. There you go, X-ray vision. Having more willpower. There you go, Green Lantern. Transformers, maybe heightening my ability to use telemechanics, read machines, know when there's something wrong. Like today I knew there was something wrong with a relative sound card. I walked in, oh, boom, there it is, you know. That actually happened. And so on and so forth. There's various talents which can be picked up from working with imagination, and we're tapping into the power of many minds when we do this. Now, what is the robot for? Why don't I just use an amplifying pattern? Well, the robot is programmed to help me commune with systems and machines of all kinds. And so when I tune into the robot, I go into a trance as if I'm sitting inside this giant robot. Or I shrink myself real tiny and I go inside this robot. And I'm there at all the controls, and all the controls are connected to me. And this robot works in parallel with me, sort of like a co-pilot brain, and gives me little hunches and hints about the systems that I'm trying to tap into. And when I tap into these systems, I simply put the witness inside the tray, tune the dial. That's tuned into the robot. And then I focus my attention on the robot to reestablishes programming. Then I let go of my mind and allow my remote presence to enter into the robot. And it's really not as hard as it may sound to some people who are greatly unfamiliar with psionics. Of course, I do have a beginner's book. It's called Keep the Magic High. It's $4.99 to download the ebook at verloc.com/shop. All right, what else am I looking at? Well, on the computer, I have a pentacle of Mercury that has worked very well for me. And I've talked about seeing the portal open before when working with this pentacle. So I decided I'm going to work with what I know has produced some results or powerful impressions either way. And so I basically took this pentacle, put it up against the monitor of this mini computer, the MR1 Go Book, and fastened it to the screen with some rubber bands. Well, that's real close to the antennas. All of that energy is being picked up. It's within the area, the energy is within the area that I'm working within, and I have all my plugs and ports running from the computer to the robot, and also an amplifying pattern that has a patch cable running from the bottom of that amplifying pattern permanently wired in that plugs into the audio headset jack. And I have another one going from the microphone into my robot. And then, of course, I just plug in my headband when I want to work with it. Of course, after this many years of doing this sort of thing, I don't always have to use the headband. I can focus on the robot and do it. But it helps to have a headband because of one reason. It gives us less work to do. We don't have to focus on being connected to something if we make that physical connection. And that's essentially what the cable and helmet is for. It's not really a scientific thing. It's more of establishing a link. I mean, albeit, you could probably get away with fastening string to an object and then tying that around your finger. It may pass as a psionic tool, you know, when you're desperate and you're somewhere where you don't have a lot of instruments. Maybe you could use that method. But I like working with actual electronic stuff because that's how my mind works. And essentially, the more complex a human being is, if you're an engineer or a computer scientist, then psionics might work a little differently for you, where you might need to work with things that are more familiar to your mind. All right, so that's what I've been doing this evening. What else is new? Well, as the title of this podcast suggests, old Herr Doktor von Verloc is running a campaign. Precisely a funding or a fundraiser campaign. I'm taking donations for a mobilized laboratory. Yes, I'm building a mobilized laboratory for the purpose of touring my country and meeting with other magicians, perhaps some dowsing field trips, and other would-be heroes of the United States of America. Wish I could fly around the country because I do know that we have lots of wonderful club members in other countries as well. But you know what I'm going to do? When this dream manifests and I have that mobilized office, I'm going to videotape things that I see happening around the country, and I'm going to open up a channel on my YouTube and just play video footage of what I see so that everyone can have a straightforward view of the things that I see going on in our country without any interpretation. So that's going to be fun in and of itself. I know we have a club member out in Pennsylvania who I'm looking forward to visit and talk to him about radionics, and some other folks across the country, Oklahoma, Arizona, Nevada, of course, and so on. So that's what we're trying to do, is raise funds. Fortunately, some folks have already pitched in and donated within literally like a couple of hours of having heard the news that I'm running a fundraiser campaign. So really, I appreciate that. I appreciate your donations very much. If you're donating, a good $50, really nice, $100 might get you a very, very special surprise. And anything above that, and, you know, I might very well give you a free half-hour consultation via Skype or FaceTime or whatnot, what have you, and help you out with some of your magic pursuits, or even what kind of magic can help you out with your daily life or your dreams that you'd like to manifest into a reality, how to make that happen, and so on. You know, fundraisers are sort of a challenge because I've never done this before. This is my very first fundraiser. Now, have I raised funds for other people? Yes, I have. Those of you who have been following my work for some time now know about my friend, Mr. Richard Whipple, who was stuck in Poland, and he's a Canadian. And after fundraising for some time, a couple years, and working some magic to help him through illnesses and all kinds of endeavors, he had people literally trying to get into his apartment. He was in a bad situation. Things were just going downhill where he lived in Poland, and he needed medical attention to get back home to Canada. Well, he has sent me a very wonderful postcard. It's in one of my podcasts. I got a picture of it. You can read what Mr. Whipple had to say about sending him donations. I did send Mr. Whipple donations from the sales that I earned through my business. Some other folks did too, fortunately, because I'm not the richest man in the world. There's no way I could have funded his return home all by myself, but I did work magic on his behalf. And you know what, folks? I can't even think of one magic project that I've worked on publicly with any earnestness that I've ever failed at. Everything so far has gone very well, with exception to perhaps one thing. We did do a project for a sigil to remove fear of the coronavirus. My friend Joshua produced that sigil, and we worked on it, and it did gain some results, but we are up against such incredibly diabolical forces in the world right now. I've started some other projects. Project Robin Hood's doing great. We're going to be seeing more stimulus checks go out. And we're also seeing people work on technologies such as blockchain to really, you know, it's not a new technology, but they're bringing it forward to make it more available and better. And then implementing that into more systems. So we're going to see where that takes us. And hopefully it creates a world where there isn't as much under the table corruption, and people can live a better life because money is circulating where it's supposed to be going, hopefully. And then of course there's Project Dragnet. That's a full-on club project that's not public. If you want in on that, please join my club, become a loyal paying club member to help fund my work. I train you up, give you materials, and then you get to work on real world projects with me. On occasion, I do pair people together, but primarily club members work solo. I am the middleman between everyone, and we do a monthly club review where I address people's names and questions in the club. But hopefully, with this fundraising project, I forgot to tell you what Project Dragnet is. Well, that's a secret project in the club. But essentially, we're trying to make it so that what we're going to see in the world is this change where we get just the facts and there's not a whole lot of narrative or interpreting going on. And we get just the facts. And people can start thinking for themselves and making up their own minds based on the way information is presented to them in a no-nonsense, factual way, minus all the damn narrative. Because that narrative really is psychological warfare on the general public. A Facebook friend of mine shared some white papers with me that point to this very, very clearly. It's incredibly diabolical, but I'll digress on that point for now. Getting back to the fundraiser, hopefully, with this fundraiser working out, I'm planning to pay somewhere around like 50% of the cost for this mobilized laboratory project. And hopefully I can get enough fundraising to cover somewhere around like 50% of the cost for me. So I'm not asking for people to pay the whole cost for me. I definitely am going to put my pennies down too. My dineros, baby. And hopefully, you know, when that works out, I'll be able to meet people who are in my club. Yeah, you might be surprised to get to know me, and people do. I'm very tight-knit with my club members, at least a good majority. I think out of every 10 people in my club, I know at least 5 or 6 of those people very well. Some people tend to be quiet and keep to themselves, and that's fine. They're there to just enjoy my contents and discounts and follow along, and that's cool too. But for those club members who have gotten to know me, and some people from the general public who have gotten to know me, I hope to be able to visit your neighborhood in the Vrilok Mobile Laboratory. And, it might be pretty cool. You know, me jumping out of the mobile laboratory geared up as Herr Doktor von Vrilok, you know, and little performance. And then after that, you know, maybe we get together and do some dowsing field trips, or I show you how to build a pendulum, or how to douse with charts, and, you know, just have a good old time. Organize picnic events and things like that. So it's just a dream, but, you know, dreams can become reality. And this is a good thing. Right now, especially right now, our world is changing rapidly and exponentially. And it's real important for the like-minded, like-hearted, good-spirited folks who have an earnest interest in using psionics to make the world a better place that we stick together and get to know each other as best as we can. Who knows? I have a friend in Brazil who wants to create the very first real Harry Potter school, and we've all been bouncing that idea around. I have, my friend has, and his colleagues as well. I don't think that I'll be able to do quite that, but I do know that we can group up and have meetings, like just like the American Society of Dowsers or something like that. But it'll be like Vrilok Psionics on the go or something. And what we'll do is we'll have an app. That's a foreseeable project, where you'll have an app and you'll get to know where Vrilok's mobile laboratory is going to show up next, or what kind of events we have planned. I'm just tired of sitting in one place rotting, and I think this COVID thing has really pushed me to just say, you know what, screw it, I'm going to do something different. And you know, hopefully in the process of growing and growing this business, I'll be able to hire people, and I'm already collaborating and getting together with people right now. So we are expanding. Be proud that you have been a part of this Vrilok New Thought movement, or if you're a member of the Psionic Brotherhood, thank you. We are going to make this planet awesome, and we can only do that through psionics and our commitment to one another. By the way, before I leave tonight's podcast, I have had people contact me about demonic encounters, or where they're being harassed by a neighbor inducing spiritual problems for them, or demons. Now, I don't do that type of public work anymore for other people. I have freed men from bondage before, but I simply don't have that time and luxury of being able to do that. I wish I could. So, if you are a no-nonsense witch or wizard who works in that area of banishing demons and negative spirits, please go to my contact page, vrilok.com/contact. Tell me about yourself and ask me to consider putting you on a list for referrals. So if you run a business and you're serious about helping people get rid of poltergeist and that sort of thing, demons and evil spirits, then I can refer you once we get to know one another. Serious inquiries only. And, you know, make sure you're the real thing. And I'll give a good word out for you and pass your information on to other people. So that about wraps it up tonight. And hopefully, if you do want to donate to my project, my fundraiser, please see the PayPal link within this podcast description. So thank you, everyone, for your support. And thank you for taking the Verloc journey with us. Until next time, as always, always keep the magic high. This is Tom Verloc, signing out.